Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Persecution. This is the theme that binds together or the three readings of this Sunday. Persecution often troubled the life of the prophets. Prophet Jeremiah, about whom we heard in the first reading, lived at the very sad period in the history of Israel. The king of Babylon had overrun almost the whole territory of Israel, and the capital was about to fall. The religious leaders of Israel were not behaving themselves. They had started worshiping foreign gods of Babylonians, and they were assuring themselves that everything was all right. So God singled out Jeremiah and commissioned him to go and tell religious and political leaders of Israel that they were behaving like fools and their religion was like falsehood, and that if they didn't repent and turn away from evil, they would all perish. So when Jeremiah delivered this message, he was imprisoned, beaten up, and thrown into a muddy cistern. Today's reading begins with the crowd trying to lynch him. But what hurt him most is that he sees his best friends among those shouting at him. That's why I was saying even the closest friend whom I shared even my secrets is after me. This is what hurt him most. So he feels lost, barred from his own people and family, rejected by the community. And all this is because he is faithful to the word of God. He is persecuted because of this. But finally, he comes to understand that God is always at his side. And then utters the wonderful words of hope and trust in the Lord. He remembers what God told him as he was appointing him to become a prophet, that "Do not be afraid, I'll be with you." So my dear brothers and sisters, this type of persecution is common to all those who are faithful to God and to their faith. Job, the servant of God, endured the same persecution. You know the story. The Apostle Paul did the same, but he faced his persecution with greater hope and trust in God. When he was persecuted and sent to jail at one time, he exclaimed, "But he said it to me," referring to God, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly in my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest on me. That's why, for the sake of Christ, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." This was a courageous statement from the Apostle Paul. He was trusting God even in the midst of great persecution. So God does not abandon those who put their trust in him in time of distress, in time of persecution. When Matthew wrote his gospel about 50 years after the death of Christ, Christian communities were already being persecuted. So we Christians should consider persecution inevitable. The Apostle Paul again wrote to Timothy, "You are well aware then that anybody who tries to live in devotion to Christ is certain to be attacked." So Jesus knows that fear is the worst possible enemy of those who want to announce the gospel. The fear of losing one's social position or the respect of one's superiors, the fear of losing possession, the fear of losing the job, or being ill-treated, or even killed. In brief, the fear of being persecuted. Sometimes this fear may prevent us from fulfilling our mission as Christians. At the end of Mass, we are also commissioned, as Jesus did to his disciples, that go into the world and proclaim the gospel. So at the end of Mass, when the priest says, "Go in peace," we are being commissioned in the same way to go out and proclaim what we have celebrated here at Mass. But sometimes fear of being persecuted prevents us from fulfilling this mission. There are many types of fear that engulf us and prevent us from practicing our faith accordingly. Sometimes it may be the fear of saying a grace before a meal in the restaurant, thinking people would be embarrassed if they come to know I'm a Christian, or the fear of wearing religious articles and sacramentals, like the crucifix around your neck, the medals, the rosaries, the scapulars, and so on. Sometimes you find it easier to put on very expensive chains, golden chains, and whatever you put on, the jewels, but putting on religious articles, we feel fear, we are afraid. People who are afraid are not free. As he sends his disciples into the world, Jesus warned them of this. And in the passage today, he repeats three times, "Do not be afraid." He even asks, what harm can the enemies of the gospel do? They can insult you, beat you up, take away your possessions, or kill you. Yes, but nothing more than that. They can only kill your body, but not your soul. He says, we must only fear the one who can destroy both the body and soul in hell. This is the fear that Jesus says we have to fear. Fearing one who can destroy both the body and soul. But those who commit their life to the Lord should have no reason for fear. And he says to them, as for you, even the hairs of your head have been counted. When he says this, it means that he takes so great care of us that he knows even the number of the hair each one has on his or her head. He knows everything about us. Our fears, our aspirations, our needs, our hopes, our distresses, our problems, name it. He knows everything about us because he takes great care of us. So do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of persecution. You only need to commit your life to the Lord. God bless you. Amen.